The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 6th. The Lord Provides on Mount Zion by Steve King, Pastor Emeritus of Cherrydale Baptist Church. An Old Testament Prophecy, Genesis 22, verses 13 through 14. Quote, "And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, 'The Lord will provide.' As it is said to this day, 'On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.'" End quote. Moses wrote this around 1400 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Hebrews 12, verses 22 through 24. Quote, "But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the general assembly, and the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel." End quote. The author of Hebrews wrote this between 40 and 60 AD. Our firstborn son arrived a month early, shrank to under 5 pounds, developed jaundice, and was in ICU. We begged God to spare him and were desperately looking for a way out. Would God provide? The shocking story of God telling Abraham to go to Moriah, Mount Zion, and sacrifice Isaac took on new meaning. God's aim was not the life of Isaac, but the heart of Abraham, who idolized the son for whom he had waited 25 years. Abraham filtered God's hard command through God's character and promise. He told his servants, quote, "We will worship and return to you," end quote. And he assured Isaac, quote, "God will provide for himself the lamb of the sacrifice, my son," end quote. At the last moment, God stopped Abraham and provided a ram to sacrifice in Isaac's place. Abraham named the place, "The Lord will provide." Where was the lamb God promised? 2,000 years later, John the Baptist said of Jesus, quote, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," end quote. Jesus was the promised lamb whom God provided for us all on Mount Zion. We knelt, entrusting our baby son to God, knowing that God is good because he freely gave us his son. Romans 8, verse 32. God provided. Later, our son made us a sculpture of Abraham at the moment he was about to sacrifice Isaac, with a note to us which read, "Thanks for trusting me to God." Let us pray. God, help me to honor and worship you even when it's hard. I entrust my family and myself into your care. Be my provider and sustainer. Amen.